question of tefillin be'erev Shabbat. There is a question, what is the minhag for those that, let's say, wear tefillin every day in mincha time? What is the custom negabe erev Shabbat? It seems the consensus of the mekubalim is that in mincha erev Shabbat they would not wear tefillin, especially when they were praying close to Shekiah, because already the Kiddushav Shabbat enters, and there's no room at that time for the tefillin. That's the way the Be'eret Teh brings down in Siman Namidzayin, Sif Katan Gima, in the name of the Arizal, the Shla Kadosh. The Kafahayim brings down in Sif Katan Kof, Minhag Bet El, Shelo, Lanichan, Bemincha, Be'erev Shabbat. If you open up Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kaftet, Maran writes, Afilu Chotzan Be'erev Shabbat Ben HaShemashot. That he says you could take off the tefillin Erev Shabbat Ben HaShemashot. That's mashma that you're wearing the tefillin the mincha. So the Mefarshim answer that Maran's talking only on a person that wore the tefillin from the morning. If you're wearing the tefillin from the morning, then you take it off. But to put it on like a tehillah in the afternoon, one should not. So the question then becomes a little more clear. This year that Asara B'Tebet falls out on a Friday, and it's the minhag of our community to wear tefillin generally on a Ta'anit Simur and Mincha, what should be the proper practice to get tefillin in Mincha on Erev Shabbat? Rav Chaim Palachi in the Sefer Hakikei Lev in Chelek Aleph or Chaim Siman Bet says that there's no difference between a regular Erev Shabbat or Ta'anit Sibur. And therefore, according to Rav Chaim Palachi, clearly there's no tefillin. And that's why Acham David is posek as well in Halakha Berura in the second volume on page Kuf Tzaddi. Says Vafilu b'ta'anit asara tevet shachal b'erev Shabbat lo yenichu tefillin b'tfilat ha-mincha. What was the opinion of Acham Baruch alav shalom? So I heard recently the clip of Acham Baruch when he talked about this subject. He was not really strong on the tefillin. He advised them to pray mincha gedolah if they wanted to wear tefillin, so they can maybe get around the problem of wearing tefillin close to Shabbat. But then he said that although many people cannot pray mincha gedolah, and therefore they're going to make a second minyan mincha katana, and in order to give the people an extra zechut, we tell them to wear tefillin, because we don't tell them the Kabbalah, we tell them the Pshat. And then he says, but if you can pray early, it's better. He was going back and forth. He really wasn't cutting on what exactly he's supposed to do. Nor did he say what he himself does, which minyan he prayed in, and what he did. But again, halakha l'maaseh, one should be, once already we have Rav Chaim Palachi, and we have all the mefarshim that are telling us that especially the mincha that we pray before is not a time for tefillin. So therefore, halakha l'maaseh, one should not put on the tefillin on Erev Shabbat when he's praying the mincha. If he wants to pray mincha gedolah, if he finds a minyan of Sfaradin that wear tefillin, he wants to wear the tefillin. So Acham Baruch already was posek that in that case, clearly, he could wear the tefillin. But in a regular mincha that we're going to have in the synagogue, it would be without the tefillin.